Welcome back to the Beast Game Video Game Podcast, where we will discuss what we've been playing and news. Barry?
I've been playing Rocket League, teetering between platinum and gold. James?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, James was watching the Rocket League Championships, RLCS, this past weekend, and it was Team Dignitas that took it all. That is very high tier Rocket League that James was seeing. He was like, why are these people just flying through the air? I'm like,
yeah, they were just flying, man. That was discouraging as hell. I was like, think about getting back into the game. Then after seeing that, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, but Team Dignitas took it. Very high level Rocket League is mostly European players. There's some very good North American players, and the Europeans always have it. And I had also bought Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Edition. Played a little bit of that. So that's a compilation of the original Street Fighter, Fighting Street, whatever you want to call that. Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition, I think Super Street Fighter, all the Alpha series, and then the Street Fighter 3 series. So it's a fair amount of games. Only a couple of those are online. I need to play a little bit more. Also bought NBA 2K18. It was $10 on Steam.
Is it still $10? I may pick it up now.
Yeah, it still might be $10. I think it might be $10 for E3 week. It's pretty much what you think it is. Then I had also bought WWE 2K18 because that was $15 on Humble Bundle. And lastly, I had bought Battlefront 2, and that was $20 on Origin. And only played a little bit of that and got destroyed. So that's it for me.
All right, so I have been playing Rainbow Six, of course. New season started. I'm going to go ahead and go for that rank. I'll be happy to get silver because, like I said, this is the first time me playing ranked. And I do know that the skill levels get a little bit harder in rank outside casual. So I want to at least see where I'm placed, but I'll be happy with silver. I just don't want to get copper, all right? I've been playing State of Decay, and which I am thoroughly enjoying. It's a pretty good game. Kind of reminds me of The Walking Dead. There's a lot of things going on with this game. So, yeah. We've been playing. Myself, Matt, and Keith have been playing. I think Tyrone joined us a couple of times, too. So, I enjoy the game.
Yeah, I have that and only just got out of the initial area.
Yeah, Barry's going to be joining us soon, hopefully, so you can see what we're talking about.
You got to get me away from Rocket League.
Yeah. I picked up Battlefront. And right now, I'm just playing the game. I'm not really doing anything too crazy. I'm just trying to get a hang of the controls and all that stuff. So right now it looks like it's pretty fun. I will say this game is a beautiful game. I don't know where the story's going to go, but we shall see.
I mean, because I'm running it on Ultra, and that thing is amazing. And that's the thing about the Frostbite engine. Looks good. Sometimes the games aren't necessarily up to snuff.
Right. So, I mean, if they could just work on their gameplay, they could be amazing because the game is really, really good. So,
I'm playing State of Decay with James, Matt, and I like it. I didn't think I was going to like it. In fact, I looked at the reviews and I was not very impressed by it. So I passed on it originally, but James insisted. So I went ahead and picked it up. I picked up Battlefront 2. I'm not impressed with that. It looks nice, but I have no real inclination to play the multiplayer at all. I'm just playing the story campaign. And I cranked up Fallout 4.
All right, I've been playing State of Decay. It's a game that James got me in. I think this is the second week that I've played it. Kind of reminds me a little bit of The Walking Dead. I like it because I feel like I'm in the TV series with the scavenging, with the interaction with other clans. I like the fact that I can play with my friends online. And it feels like we're actually in a script. The enemies are not overbearing as much, but the difficulty does go up as our skills increase. I mean, that's all I got that I've been playing.
Well, to add on to that, one thing about this game that I do not like, the controls are kind of clunky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't deny that. The controls are just floating all over the place.
Well, this week was E3, so let's talk about the new trailers.
I had highlighted some games. So Dying Light 2 looks interesting.
I've not seen that.
I think that showed up during the Microsoft press conference. There's also maybe another Battletoads game. There's a Just Cause 4 game, which I am 100% on. I really want that game.
What game?
Just Cause 4.
Are they going to make it super hard?
Oh, yeah, Just Cause. Yeah, I did see that.
And then there's a Gears of War pop game with those pop characters, the big-headed characters, which is kind of weird.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's Gears of War, another Gears of War coming out, too.
Yeah, so there's actually three. So there's Gears Pop. There's also Gears Tactics, which is somewhat of the XCOM Halo Wars clone.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Then there's Gears 5, which that trailer looked okay. My most interesting things of E3, one is Madden being on PC. I am... dropped the $60 or however much it costs. I will get that. Forza Horizon 4. I love arcade racing games. Cyberpunk 2077.
Yes.
Like whatever the Witcher people do, I'm going to buy that.
You know what? I heard so much about that game, but I haven't seen the trailer.
Anything from those dudes is going to be phenomenal.
Basically. And they've been working on that for a while, even since the Witcher 3. And whatever that turns out to be, I'm on board with it. And then the last game I want to bring up is Anthem. So
yeah. Well, yeah, we'll talk about that. Well, one game I'm looking forward to, and I know Barry already picked up on that, was Dying Light. I love the first one. I play that thing religiously. Like, I still play it on and off now. So I'm just curious of how things are going to work out with this game. Also looking forward to Madden, like you mentioned, because I've been waiting for a football game for the longest, to the point that I buy football games like Mutant League Football that I know is going to be some bullshit, but it's not a real game. It's just give me a football fix. Another game I'm looking forward to is, I know I'm going to mispronounce it, Shadow of, it's on the tip of my tongue, Tsushimishu or some shit like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, I messed up the name. It's a samurai game. And then Doom Eternal.
I think it's too early for another Doom game. Also, ooh, Quake Champions is free to play now if you want to get your first-person shooter back on. Also, Halo might be coming to PC because it's Halo Infinite, or whatever they decide to call that. But I think possibly the Master Chief Collection might also be coming to PC and finally fixed on Xbox.
What else is there to do in Halo? That's
another studio had taken it over. That's kind of an amalgamation of some people from Bungie that stayed on to Microsoft and then some other people. Mm-hmm. And same thing with Gears, that some of the Gears people are people that used to work for Epic and then just other studios.
Stayed around.
Yeah.
One thing I'm disappointed in is there's no Splinter Cell announcement. If there was, I missed it. God damn it.
There was no Splinter Cell because there's no Splinter Cell coming out.
Man, fuck you, Keith, okay?
I don't know where you got that from, y'all.
It was rumored because
he showed up in the Ghost Recon game, but there is a new Assassin's Creed game set in ancient Greece.
It's not even Assassin's Creed. It's like
Assassin's Creed meets The Witcher.
Pretty much.
It's a new Assassin's Creed game. That's all they wanted to do, is just come up with another Assassin's Creed game.
And this is a totally different story, right? There's no continuation?
Yeah, it's set in ancient Greece, and that's pretty much most of what I know. And there's also a Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Never played the first one, so.
It's been a while.
But the big thing is going to be The Last of Us 2, which I fully expect to be amazing.
I think that game will be awesome. And did you see anything from that Spider-Man game?
Not really. And I'm kind of ambivalent about the whole thing. I think it could be good, but I'm just getting a really kind of same old vibe from it. Gonna pass on that. My really request was the Ghost of Tsushima and
Tsushima.
Okay, that's the goddamn
it's Tsushima.
Name.
Tsushima. TSU Shima.
What?
It's Ghost of Tsushima. I didn't know that Microsoft bought Ninja Theory, the people that make Hellblade and DMC and a whole bunch of other games. So Ninja Theory is a first party studio under Microsoft, which is just random. I mean, considering how Microsoft just got rid of a lot of in-house studios right before the Xbox One launch, and almost 5 years into it, they don't really have a lot of turnaround in their first-party games. I mean, all they have is Rare, the racing studios that make Forza, the two different ones, the Coalition and 343 Industries, and that's it.
You don't like Forza?
I like Forza. I like Forza Horizon more than I like Forza. I mean, I like racing games in general, but kind of random that they are now just a Microsoft studio.
Yeah, Anthem, I'm kind of feeling pretty good about.
I just think that what I saw is interesting, but so was Destiny.
That's going to be it for BioWare.
Yeah, this game's got to be a success. No question about that.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of games kind of went in that Destiny direction when Destiny came out, and most of them failed.
Like games as a service and shit.
Yeah. And this has been in development for a long time, so I'm just not sure. I think EA is a studio game publisher, is just kind of at a crossroads. You had Battlefield 1, which was somewhat of a mild success. Battlefront 2, which just nosedived as soon as it got released just because of how they wanted to approach the game and milk people for money. And Battlefield 5 is not necessarily setting the world on fire. Mirror's Edge was not really successful. I really don't see a lot else coming from them. You don't have a Dragon Age coming out. It's probably in development. And then you have Anthem, and Mass Effect Andromeda was a complete and utter failure.
The failure of that was just, it was pretty fucking dramatic.
Well, like I said, I hope it's good, but if it's not, then it's a done deal. It looks good. It's like you're just flying around in a Mach 8 and shit. Or whatever, Mach 20 Iron Man suit. So I'm looking forward to it.
So,
and one other thing I did sign up for that I know I'm gonna get shit for, the Division 2 beta.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the hell's going on with that. Days Gone, I wasn't too impressed with. I'm kind of feeling ambivalent about that. It's like more of the same stuff. And Death Stranding, I'll play it because it's Hideo Kojima. So
that's it. All right.
And yeah, nothing but then Metal Gear was good.
I don't even think Konami showed anything at E3.
You know, they scale all this stuff back. The last game they had, they were working on was that Metal Gear game, Survive. And that was
garbage.
Failure. Like, I can't even remember. I don't even know what they're doing now as a company. It was like something weird. Pinball machines or some shit?
Well, I think they showed some stuff for the Switch, but those are games anybody could crank out.
God, the Switch, man. It's like anything Nintendo comes out, they consider like, this is amazing.
Are you going to pick up Anthem or you're not sure yet?
When does it come out?
Next year.
Yeah, I think next it comes year? Out in February or something.
February,
like
yeah.
Well, I'm just need to see how the game turns out. That's all.
Yeah, well, the game in 2019 is going to be Cyberpunk, yo. That shit's going to be fucking amazing.
And I need to look at the trailer.
And this year is Red Dead.
Red Dead, without question.
Pick up a PlayStation just for that, start to play it early.
They showed Crackdown or another trailer for it.
I didn't see it, but I was a big fan of the first one.
I don't remember the first one like that.
What game?
The second one, when we play online.
Talking about Red Dead?
No. We're talking about Crackdown.
Crackdown.
I think I was really into Crackdown 2, and that was just more collecting the orbs and stuff.
Wait, that was a Crackdown 2?
Yeah. It was on Xbox 360. And
it's good because you can have all these superpowers.
Yeah, I think Crackdown 2.
Yeah, I remember doing that, like kind of going in and running around collecting the buffs and stuff. That was fun, but it just wasn't too much to it.
Is that the one like you're a cop or something?
Yeah, yeah. You're a cop, and then you can upgrade your powers, super jumping ability, superpower punching, strength, endurance. It's actually pretty fun online.
It's a sandbox game, basically. Did it look like what was that game?
Prototype.
Yeah, Prototype. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of fizzled out and died.
Yeah.
James, we're leaving you, dude.
Prototype 1 was okay because I mean that all that was just that Hulk Ultimate Destruction game. Prototype 2 just went nowhere.
The main character from the first game was a complete asshole.
Yeah, and I mean that happens to a lot of open world games. Mafia was a decent game, but just didn't get a lot of recognition.